Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. Thank you so much for joining me for today. What I want to walk you through is the understanding of how our brain is wired for four main chemicals: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Those are four chemicals that some people refer to as the happy chemicals, or the upbeat, positive chemicals in our brain. They're the brain chemicals that are tied to desire and fulfillment and happiness. Things that we could all use a little bit more of in our life, especially with things that are going on with COVID-19 and the economic meltdown and uncertainty in so many different areas and spaces. So what I want to walk you through is we're going to start a series of trainings here about how to leverage and ethically deliver on those brain chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, and how to ethically activate them and then deliver on them with your products, your services, your coaching, whatever that might be. So what I want you to focus on today is with dopamine. Let's talk about the base of dopamine and who am I to be able to share this with you? Well, over the last 6 years, I've spent over $50,000 and a little over 11,000 hours studying neuroscience and these four chemicals and the effects that they have on influence and impact, and the way that our messaging for websites, for speaking from stages, for podcasting, YouTubes, whatever it might be, and how our brains are wired to be influenced by this messaging. So inside that space, I've learned quite a bit about how our brain is uniquely wired and how we can first reject negative manipulative messaging and how we can embrace messaging from people that have built that trust and have proven that they are industry experts. And for you with your audience, you want your audience to know that you are someone that you can trust. That somebody that can be able to understand, here's exactly what you're thinking, here's exactly what you're going through, what you're feeling, and here's how I know I can fulfill on those unmet desires and questions and problems for you with my products and services. So dopamine is the four chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. You might say, how do I even remember that? Well, I love using the acronym DOSE, D-O-S-E, D for dopamine, O for oxytocin, S for serotonin, E for endorphins. I'm gonna walk you through each of those in different videos, different trainings I'm gonna do. I'm gonna share those with you. So this first one with dopamine. Dopamine is arguably the strongest chemical that our body naturally produces and that we can actually experience inside our human bodies. And it's what happens when these things, these, you know, phones that we have glued to our faces and our hands, when it vibrates or when the notification goes off or you hear that email alert, what it does is it's activating that sense of dopamine, that feeling of somebody values my perspective, my contribution to life. And dopamine is also tied into the desire of love, power, success, fulfillment, even intimacy. I love walking on stages at different conferences, different places where I've spoken before. I just walk on stage, and before I say anything else, I say, hey, who wants to talk about sex? And I said that one time at a conference in Denver, and this guy was heading towards the exit. I'm sure that he was heading towards the bathroom or to get a drink of water, and he did like this 180 heel turn, and his lanyard around his neck kind of went spinning off, and like his glasses, his sunglasses flew off the top of his head, and I was kind of chuckling because I was like, it's tied into this fact that we want to know that we have fulfillment, that it's this sense of, do I matter? Does what I do matter? Does what I contribute to the world around me, does that matter as well? Your audience is asking that same thing. But for activating this dopamine, what I want to be very clear about is anybody can activate brain chemicals. But it's the ethical ones, those of us who are committed to doing this the right way, to actually serving people, not manipulating people, this is our responsibility to know, how do we activate those chemicals and ethically connect them to our products and services, coaching, whatever it might be, that gives the fulfillment on those activated desires. So for your audience, saying it is your responsibility to know how the space between our ears, this amazing mechanism that we call the human brain. How can we use this with the greatest care that it deserves? Voltaire was the one who said, "With great power comes great responsibility." And you might be more familiar with that quote, like from a Spider-Man movie from Uncle Ben. But the point is, whoever said it first, it was Voltaire. Voltaire was the one that said, "With that power, with the space between our ears, how do we use the greatest care and respect that our brains deserve, that our audience's brains deserve, to fulfill on those desires?" So I'm going to walk you through a couple different questions here. What I love to ask is, what is that unsolvable problem? So the unsolvable problem is, the unsolvable problem is your audience is landing on your website, or they're buying your book, or they're coming to your speaking event because they believe that you can solve a problem that nobody's been able to really solve before now. That's one way in which audiences feel that dopamine deficit. I have this problem, it hasn't been fulfilled, and I don't know if anybody can, but I'm going out because I have hope that somebody somewhere out there can actually solve this problem. And I've said this before, and I will say that, continue to say this, that you are not an author, you are not a speaker, you are not a coach, you are not a podcaster, you are not a consultant, you are nothing to your audience before you are a hope dealer. We are in the business of giving hope to people who are looking for a little bit more hope, maybe a lot more hope if it's in a very hopeless situation. Where things have been with COVID-19, economic uncertainty, protests, riots, a politically charged theater coming in the next couple of months, what we're experiencing is people are saying, "Where can I find more hope?" And hope for your audience is saying, "You showed that I have a problem that actually can be solved, a problem that I previously thought was unsolvable." So that's one way to articulate that, is saying, what's that unsolvable problem? Or saying, like, what is that greatest desire that your audience has? And the greatest desire can be tied into what is it that they truly want the most out of life? What is it, if they could close their eyes, tap their heels, say, "My greatest wish would come true, it would be this." And we're not talking about pie in the sky, we're not talking about these unbelievable desires, but saying, if I could just lose and keep off this extra 10 pounds, if I could just get out of debt, if I could just be able to talk with my kids again and have a healthy relationship with my kids, if I could just figure out how to be successful in business." Those are not unrealistic, outlandish desires. Those are very real life, tangible desires. We say, if I know I can articulate that desire, if I can be able to say, "Here's that exact desire that my audience has, and I can fulfill on that with my products, my services, I can help you figure out how to be a success as an entrepreneur. I can help you figure out how to launch that book, how to be able to get out of debt," whatever it might be, whatever your area of focus is, saying, what is the greatest desire that your audience has that you know you can fulfill on that with your business? Another way to look at this is not just the unsolvable problem or the greatest desire, but what is that burning question? What is the burning question that your audience can't stop thinking about? It's like, gosh, it just keeps coming up at dinner parties, at happy hours, while I'm traveling, I'm sitting at my gate at LaGuardia, and I'm still thinking about that question. If you can articulate that question better than anybody else, you automatically can prove to your audience they get me. They understand what I'm going through. Another one here, I'd like to say, like, where are they losing sleep? If we think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, losing sleep is at the very base of what we need as human beings. Just as inside the animal kingdom, like, we need rest, we need shelter, we need food. Rest, shelter, food, those are all tied into that sense of belonging, that sense of even being an actual being. For the people that are in your audience, what are they losing sleep over? What is it they're saying? "I keep waking up every night, 2, 3, 4 a.m., whatever it might be. Every night I'm waking up and I can't stop thinking about we are buried in debt. Or what if we outlive what we save for retirement? Or what if I don't have the right structure in place and my business collapses in the next couple months?" Whatever it might be. What you're doing is saying, where are they losing sleep? And then how can I help them get a good night's sleep or better night's sleep? Now, that might be, it's getting a little tired, a little cliched, and they're saying, how do I help my audience get a better night's sleep? But I found that for many of the people that ask that question, very few people, and I've worked especially in like the financial advisor space, the financial investment space, Many financial advisors ask, how do I help you get a better night's sleep? But very few actually know how to articulate the solution to help their people get a better night's sleep. They ask the question, but they don't answer the question or help their audience or their clients answer the question. And the key with all of this, with dopamine, is saying, I need to be able to articulate their problem or the question or their desire or what's causing them to lose sleep. I need to be able to articulate that better than anybody else, to then be able to buy their trust to present the solution that shows I can't just articulate that, but I also have a clear solution that proves it can solve that problem or answer that question. For your audience, they're not looking for somebody to say, oh my gosh, that's so amazing, that's hard, you're probably feeling this, this, this. Yes, I am feeling that. How can you help? You being able to introduce, here's my solution that can actually fulfill on what I'm telling you I can do. Now, all of these are tied into, okay, activating dopamine. That's really helping us articulate the dopamine deficit. But then how do we then connect that with our products and services and our messaging and our sales copy and our Facebook ads and our social media, whatever it might be? So I like to say, like, what's the bridge from hell to heaven? Some people call this from pain island to pleasure island. I'll just skip on calling really anything pleasure island. Just leave that for yourself. Hopefully they got a chuckle from you. The whole point is we have these concepts of heaven or hell, and it's not tied into religion at all, but it's this concept of saying something that's absolutely an awful place to be, whether it's the angst, it's the pain, it's the terror, it's the fear, it's the uncertainty, it's the confusion. All of those are tied in, and the hell here is just this chaos. It's just a rambling, I feel stuck. I feel like I'm not where I'm at. You can go from there to the heaven part of saying, what if you can go from chaos to clarity or to order? What if you can go from fear and uncertainty to confidence? What if I can show you how to have the exact plan in place to lose and keep off 10 pounds for good, so you can be more active, so you can be able to enjoy life longer, be able to enjoy life to a greater, more fulfilling everyday experience? That's taking them from the hell of saying, I'm carrying unnecessary weight, to the heaven of, I feel fitter, I feel lighter, I feel happier with how I feel and look in the mirror, and people are sharing confidence, whatever it might be. It's going, you're taking them from the hell to the heaven by not just articulating, hey, here are the problems, but also here's what it could feel like if I give you a solution. And then inside the heaven space, inside that dopamine, how you truly show is saying, I have a plan, and it's heaven with a plan. And heaven with a plan lets your audience know, I'm not just showing you, hey, imagine what this would look like, but also saying, and this plan is proven to bring you to that sense of heaven or that sense of happiness, of fulfillment. Oh my gosh. I couldn't stop thinking about this problem, but I connected with you, and I didn't even really know how to articulate that until I heard you talk about the same problem, about weight loss, or about living a healthier lifestyle, or getting out of debt, whatever it might be, and that financial freedom. Hearing you articulate that gave me hope to know, I think you have a plan, because you helped articulate my problem better than anybody else, and then you showed that your plan spoke specifically to each of those concerns inside the hell or inside the angst or the pain that I was experiencing. So as you go through today, as you look at how your audience is losing sleep, or they have those questions or those desires that are unmet, or those problems that are just unsolved, what you can do is say, I can clearly connect my products and services with those exact questions or problems or pains, and I can show you that I have the proven results to make it happen. So go on out there, make it a great day. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.